He never said, I love you. Not one time in 9 years. That really messes somebody up. Like, never once said it. And he, like, at the end, I was like, hey, like, in your next relationship, like, you didn't do this. You never told me this. You, like, I really, like, needed to hear that. And after the first couple years and it didn't happen, I didn't want you to tell me after that. Like, that's not fair. And he was like, well, you know that I did, right? And I was like, you can't say that now. Like, that's not fair to me.
Angel, hi.
Hi.
You have to be all awkward about it. Well, I know that this is like a form of water, but it's sparkling water, so I'm not going to count it as bad luck. So we're going to cheers.
Okay.
Cheers. Welcome on. I'm so excited that you're coming to my kitchen table.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We need to.
Oh, yeah. You have to sip it.
All right. Hannah, tell the fans who you are.
My name is Hannah. I am working for my family business. I'm an integrator, which means I'm kind of stepping into this CEO position, which is like a dream to just be like the boss. Bitch. I want to be the boss so bad. Mm-hmm. It is a flavor and fragrance company. We are all natural and organic, so we believe in just clean ingredients and stuff like that. And I've been doing this for like my whole life, but I officially started working there when I was 16 years old full time because I was homeschooling at the time. I hated high school. We can get into that. And yeah, I worked like every department and I've moved up and now I'm finally recognized as, I guess, like taking the reins and understanding things. So my dad's kind of given me trust and I'm stepping into this really new role and it's so exciting and so stressful, but so fun.
That's so wild. You have like so many weird, not even weird, but like interesting like weird gifts and talents. But like every time I talk to you, I always find something out that's new, like this. And then last time we talked, you had like this huge fashion background.
Yeah.
And then you said you went to Fitem and I was like, what the f-? I was like, mind was blown, but it all makes sense. Cause obviously like we met at the studio and like, we've obviously like followed each other on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I could like pin like some things together. Cause I'm like, oh, she's always fashionable. She's doing whatever. And I think I have asked you maybe if like you had been in fashion or something.
Yeah,
like
I think
that.
It kind of clicked for you.
Yeah, but it's quite interesting and I like love that you're like in the health and fitness space.
Because love it. Yeah, and then like going to Spin, I feel like really ties it in for me because I love like eating clean and like being really healthy, but I had never really found like a workout routine that was like really something that I like loved. And then I like tried Spin and it's been such a challenge and I just love it. It's like so life-changing and I can't preach enough to anybody about it. Like I'm just like, just come to a class, your first class is free. Like just come.
I know, I'm all for it because I feel exactly the same way. I remember my roommate like had me go and I was always in the form of like Spin because I'm thinking of like, you know, like the 90s spinning to like strange pop music and doing like jazzercise while you're on the bike. And it's totally not like that. Like, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of choreography, but like you're in black light, you're sweating with the community. Like it's so fun. Like we get to listen to such awesome music and like remixes. So it's like, it just puts your cardio workout in like such a different perspective and like the amount of like muscle people actually build because they're using
body weight. It's insane. I love grabbing my own butt in the shower. I'm like, I worked for this. It feels so great. Like my legs are so much more toned. It's really life-changing. I can't like everyone should really try it,
dude.
But also if anybody ever wanted to do a class where they had the 90s outfits or like an 80s aerobic outfit, I would be all for that.
Are you putting the feelers in the universe? Because I hate themes.
I love themes.
I was thinking about this the other day and I was like, I'm the strangest like workout person because I always hate like, I've always hated like really themed classes. Like all the like the 90s or like the dress up or the Halloween ones. Like I like that people get into them, but I think I don't take myself seriously enough to like get into them. And I only do them for Casey because Casey's the only one that loves to do his like EDM stuff and we'll do dual rides. And I was like, I'll just do it for you. I was like, I'll just do the whole rave thing for you, but I can't.
But I think it's so fun.
Anyways, Hannah, are you dating?
God, I'm trying. It has been so rough. So I was in a relationship. Well, first relationship, high school. He cheated on me. And that was partially part of the reason like why I left school. It just like I started in high school fresh. Like I didn't know anybody. I didn't go to the middle school that everyone else went to. And so I didn't really know anybody. I got a boyfriend. We were together for like a year. He's my first love. He cheats on me with my friend. Shout out to them. Just kidding. We're cool.
So he was like your first boyfriend ever?
You
haven't dated prior?
Does middle school boyfriends count?
I just don't know, I guess, like, timeline.
I was too young. Like, this is my first, like, I guess I would say, like, real relationship. Like, we went on dates and we hung out and I lost my virginity to him and mm-hmm. things like that. Like, that was, like, what I count as, like, my first, like, real boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, he cheats on me. We break up. And then I don't date anybody until I'm 19. I just, like, I just didn't do anything. Like, I homeschooled. I left school from that point. So, I homeschooled. I started working. I didn't have a lot of friends already at the time just because I had, like, left middle school with those people that all went to a different high school and they kind of all, like, blossomed into their relationships from there. And I just went a different direction, I guess. So I didn't have, like, a ton of friends. And so me and my mom got real close. And then...
Always local, right? You stayed around this area or did you move?
Nope. Okay. Always local. And, like, even, like, elementary school, I went to a school with, like, 100 kids in the entire school. So it's not like I was, like, super socialized.
Yeah.
And so making friends was kind of, like, a harder thing for me to do. I think I put up fronts and I'm awkward and I just have resting bitch face. So it's hard sometimes. But
which I think you look so nice.
I'm glad because in high school, like, that was not... People would be like, oh, I thought you were really mean. And I'm like, no, I'm just nervous. Like, I'm just insecure. But yeah, so I didn't date for, like, a really long time. And then I started dating somebody when I was 19. He went to my high school. I didn't know him, but he was, like... You could easily identify him because he was, like, very punk rock. And I was not, like, anywhere near that. I was, like, scared of people like that. Mm-hmm. He, I guess, grew out of that, but messaged me one time on Facebook and was like, hi, how's life? And I was like, who is this? Like, why are you talking to me? And then I kind of just, like, started responding. And then a relationship blossomed from there. And then I feel it kind of became, like, a little bit of a crutch for me because I just, like, I think held on to that relationship. And it, like, year after year, I was like, we're not going to make it to the next year. We're not going to make it to the next year. Because I knew that the deep down, this was not my person. Like, this is not who I should be with. But I was also at, like, such a young age. And then it kind of turned into me being, like, his crutch. And so I felt like I didn't want to let him down. And, like, he needed me. And, like, he really needed guidance and things like that. And so we stayed together for 9 years. And it wasn't until really, like, COVID that we actually, like, stopped talking because we couldn't really see each other. And then at that point, like, I felt like I wasn't seeing him. So I was, like, really healing kind of. And then one day he was just like, what are we? And we hadn't seen each other in months. And I was like, just friends. And that was it. And we stopped talking. We haven't talked at all. And then I really felt like I needed, like, time to heal and, like, time to myself. And I, like, fell in love with myself and, like, started just, like, being happy because I was so depressed and I didn't want to be touched by him. And just, like, it was just a weird time. And everybody else around me knew it. And they all kind of were like, why are you in this relationship? Like,
yeah.
And I think I got defensive about that, which probably made me stay a little bit longer, you know, because everybody was right and I just didn't like that. And so when I was out, I was like, I'm free. I want to go out. I want to do things. And it's like COVID. So you can't do anything. And so I was like, okay, let me try online dating for the first time as an adult. And it was weird and it didn't really go well. I met a couple people. Went on a couple dates. They were kind of awkward. It just, like, didn't ever really feel right. Deleted the app. And then recently I was like, well, maybe I'll try it again. Got drunk. Friends made it. Went on the worst date of my life.
Which I'll ask you about later if you're willing to disclose.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Balls to the walls. So then that's just not really going well. And I just, don't know how to navigate dating as an adult. Like, where do you meet people? What do you do? What is the rules on these things? I'm, like, kind of timid on, like, people. I get really nervous. But, like, I feel like I'm generally, like, a pretty confident, like, assertive person. But then I, like, go on these dates and I'm, like, sweet and they think I'm nice. And I'm, like, I'm not really that nice. But, like, I don't know. I just, like, I don't really feel like myself. I don't feel like anyone's, like, really brought that out of me. I don't know. So yeah, that dating is not really going well for me. I would love to date, but it's just nothing's really happening.
So I guess I'm going to take it all the way back.
Okay.
So now that everybody knows, like, the whole kind of, like, high Same, level, yeah. top little, you know, dating kind of situation. So in this like nine year long relationship that you had, so you guys, obviously, like, you met in high school, you know, you blossomed, like, mm-hmm. online.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you guys had, like, an initial spark, like, when you first started dating? Or was this one of those situations where you were like, you know what, like, you know, I'm kind of, like, ready to just date again and let's mm-hmm. kind of see how this goes. And you were going with the motions mm-hmm. versus, like, really kind of following somebody that you, or being with somebody that you were genuinely passionate about.
Well, I think for me, like, I had just started school at the time. And like I said, I wasn't really, like, good at making friends. And I was just, like, I was in college. I started FITM. And it was, like, I was, like, kind of awkward and, like, really wanted to, like, come out of my shell. And then I had just started talking to him. And I'm not the kind of person that, like, find somebody immediately attractive. Like, I'm not really into looks. It's, like, really personality and conversation for me. Mm-hmm. And so we started talking online. I didn't know him, but we had gone to the same high school. So he, like, kind of knew of me. And so we kind of just started talking. The conversation was good. We, like, went on a date. I thought it went terrible. Like, it was, like, really awkward. We both didn't talk because we were so shy. Whoa. And then, like, later that night, he was like, someone, can I see you again? I was like, oh, like, he's interested. And maybe it was, like, the attention right off the bat that, like, somebody was giving me attention, you know? And I kind of just, like, fell into that. I don't know. I haven't really, like, given it too much thought because I don't want to, like, I don't know, I guess dwell on that or that part of my life, because not that I regret it, but it went far too long.
Yeah.
And so I think that was part of it. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess there was, like, a little bit of a spark in the beginning. I think I was just really comfortable. Like, I just felt like comfortable because he was awkward and didn't really pressure me. He was kind of just, like, chill about things. And I guess that we kind of took it slow, and then it kind of went from there. And yeah, we had, like, some really fun times, but I think that, like, I liked the idea of the relationship more than I liked the relationship. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of already in it. And then I was, like, afraid to get out of it. And that just went on for so long. I remember, like, year three just being like, there's no way we're going to make it to year four. And then, like, year four, like, there's no way and, like, I think I saw a future with him when I first started seeing him, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I completely, like, 180, like, I'm never getting married and I don't want kids. And I think it was more the person, not the idea of, like, marriage, because, like, now I'm, like, open to it. I just think that I was with the wrong person, so nothing ever felt right. So being with him forever sounded like a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, but I wasn't able to, like, recognize that, or if I was, it was, like, something I was bearing.
Did you, like, when you guys were in this relationship, like, I know that you had always thought that you weren't going to make it to the next year, but mm-hmm. did you ever think about just, like, ending things? Like, I'm always curious, and the reason I say this, because I talk about, like, my last relationship a lot, mm-hmm. and where I was, like, you know, like, there are a lot of points where I knew it should have ended, right? But I felt like this is safety for me, and mm-hmm. I felt like that's how the relationship was supposed to be. And so I had never, like, really walked out until, like, I was literally driving home one day, literally rocking in my seat, like, back and forth, like, being, like, this person is so great, and I just can't do this anymore. Like, and then I showed up, and I was like, ended it, right?
I think it was, like, the opposite, actually. I was like, I don't even know. I was, not that he was so great. He drove me insane. He was such a stoner, and that when I first met him, like, I didn't know that he smoked, and I remember getting in his car for, like, the first date, and I was like, smelled like weed, and I was like, do you smoke? And he was like, oh, yeah, sometimes. Whew, did he lie. He smoked breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks. And I was like, who is high all the time? Like, what are you running from? And that was, like, such a red flag to me. But I was like, this is just a phase. Like, he's young. Mm-hmm. This is just a phase. Well, I mean, like, 9 years later, and it was still so bad that I was like, what is wrong? Like, what, how can I help you? Yeah. And I think that I, like, put so much effort into, like, then making him a better person and, like, trying to help him succeed. He had the kind of, like, a rough, like, his dad wasn't in the picture, and he just wasn't dealt a good hand, I guess. But, like, and I think that was me making excuses, because I know a lot of people that were like my dad didn't have great circumstances growing up, but he made the best of it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I kept making excuses for this person. And then I, like, finally took a step back, and I was like, why am I doing this? But it wasn't until, like, I think it was 2018, we were supposed to go, and we did, to Mexico. And I knew that there was, like, kind of something wrong with my body. Like, I was, really, really depressed, but, like, there was just so many, like, health issues that I was having, and I hadn't really figured them out yet. And I had gone to a doctor, and I was kind of, like, waiting for results back. And I remember, like, being in my room, and we were leaving the night before, and I was like, I don't want to kiss anymore. I didn't want to have sex. I didn't want to kiss. I was like, I just can't be touched. And I was like, I need space. And he's like, well, what about this trip? Like, we're supposed to go tomorrow. I was like, I'm sorry. I was like, we can go as friends, but I can't do it. Like, I can't do it. And he was actually really cool about it. He really, like, respected my boundaries. I think it was really, like, awkward, but we, like, ended up going on this trip. Didn't touch me. Like, we went kind of, like, as friends, and we stayed there, and it was, like, fine. But then I think he thought I was going to, like, snap at it, and I just didn't. And then, so we go there, I get these test results from my doctor, saying that I had this like autoimmune disease, and it like basically everything lined up for me. Like it was just like health things. Like it was like, okay, this is it. And so I got like this prescription, and they were like, 3 weeks, it's going to start working and you'll start feeling better. Like 3 weeks, I was like, I don't feel better. Like it took a couple months for it to really like kick in. And during this time, I kind of was just like pushing him away. Like, I need space. Like, I'm not going to ask you to wait for me. But of course he did. And I think I just was like looking for an out, but I couldn't do it. Cause at that time I was like, what about him? Like, I feel so bad for him. Like, I'm crushing him. And everybody that was like break up with him before was like, oh, we feel so bad. And I was like, fuck you guys, dude. Like, that sucks. Like, you should be supporting me and like helping me get through this point. Cause you know that I need to do this.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do it. So we like technically broke up, but then we like stayed together. So all of like 2019, we were basically together. But we were like broken up, and he would say things like, you're my girlfriend, shouldn't you like come hang out with my friends? Because I don't want to hang out with stoner friends. I didn't want to meet people like that. Like, no offense to anybody, like I've smoked before, but like he was like, worked at a smoke shop, and that's all he did. I'm like, you're 30 years old and you work at a smoke shop, you sell glass pieces, like that's what you do, you're high all the time. I don't really care to keep the company that you keep, you know.
And it's you have a different life trajectory, I think, than he did, and you started seeing those paths. Yeah, because you're not 19 anymore.
Well, and also like my family, and not that there's anything wrong with this, but it kind of struck a nerve for me, is like my parents were like, you're gonna be the breadwinner, and I was like, dude, I really don't like that. Like, I really want someone to be like equal with me, or like at least try. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how much he was making. I'm assuming minimum wage, if that. And like I said, nothing against like any of that lifestyle, but like I am like kind of like a goal getter, an overachiever, like, and I'm taking over this like family business, and it's not necessarily a small business, but I also plan on like growing it and like doing really well for myself. And I want somebody that has the same like goals and ambitions as me. Mm-hmm. You know, like maybe you're not making as much or whatever, but like try.
Yeah.
Like, he's not trying. He's not doing anything. He's just settling. He's not doing anything with his life. Yeah. And that was like something really hard for me. I was like working out still and like eating healthy, and he was like, let's get fast food every single day. And I was like, nope. I can't do that. I don't do that. That's disgusting. And it like was such a turnoff, and I was just so grossed out by him. But I was like, I can't break up with him. Like, what if he hurts himself or something like that? Because mm-hmm. he has nothing going for himself. And then like one time, it was in 2019, I did this like girls trip with all my friends. We went to Hawaii, mm-hmm. and he showed up there.
To Hawaii?
To Hawaii. And then like my family's there, but I have like, there's like four of my girlfriends and my sister, and we're all having this like grand old time. He shows up there, was like mean to my friends, and was like, you begged me to come. And I was like, Price, like, oops, I said his name, whatever. I was like, I did not beg you to come. Like, I'm here with all my friends. And he would like come in to like the living room and be like, I'm here to kill the mood, and was like dead serious. And my parents are like, what is wrong with him? And he had like he got a different place to stay, and I was like, didn't really want to go stay there. My like friends, it was like their last night, and so there was like two nights, I think, like with just my family, and he wanted me to go stay at his place with him. And I swear I thought he was gonna kill me. I was like, he reached rock bottom. He's like not the same person as I ever used to know. Like, he's so bad, he's so unhappy. And I thought he was gonna like a murder suicide. I was like scared. I was crying to my parents. I was like, I don't want to go. And just like his attitude also, he like drove my little brother and his girlfriend at the time like across the island, and he had taken like a bunch of Xanax and like smoked and then was drinking, and he got to like our place
driving.
Yep. And he drove my little brother like that, which was like huge. Like, I was just like, I'm still mad about it, honestly. But he was like slurring his words, and I was like, you can't be around my family right now, like why are you here? And that was just like, to me, I was just like, I was so done after that. And then it like kind of just like drug out a little bit. We weren't really spending holidays together. We weren't really seeing each other as much, but like we were still talking pretty like regularly, you know. And maybe,
and you never lived together or anything?
I did live with him when I was in college, but it was more so I was like staying with him because he was living a little bit closer to the college and I was commuting. Mm-hmm. And so it was easier to stay there with him. And then like after that, I was like, I don't live with a boy, like I can. And I like went back home after I finished school.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I did live with him for a little bit, but like, yeah, not. And then that was like really early on in the relationship. And so, yeah, honestly, COVID happening was like a kind of a blessing for my like mental health, because then we couldn't see each other. And then we kind of just started talking less and less and less. And then it just ended. And then we haven't talked at all.
That's fucking nuts. Yeah. And so, but you guys never had like a conversation of like, this is over, I am done, like we're just gonna be that, you know, in that friend space?
he came back after like one time. It was like, he was like, basically like, what is this? Like, you need to tell me right now. And I was like, we are just friends. And then like a couple weeks later, he's like, I think we should talk about this. And I was like, okay. And I like kind of broke down. I was like, oh, this is a big thing. He never said, I love you. Not one time in 9 years. That really messes somebody up. Like, never once said it. And he, like, at the end, I was like, hey, like, in your next relationship, like, you didn't do this. You never told me this. You, like, I really, like, needed to hear that. And after the first couple years and it didn't happen, I didn't want you to tell me after that. Like, that's not fair. And he was like, well, you know that I did, right? And I was like, you can't say that now. Like, that's not fair to me. And so we kind of, like, talked about it from there. I was like, dude, like, you just need to work on yourself. I need to work on myself. Like, I feel like I put so much into you that I really lost who I was. And I was, like, so depressed and so sad. And I just, like, neglected everything about myself to, like, make sure that you were okay and like living a good life, because I wanted to give you all the resources because I want you to be better. Like, I want you to want more for yourself, and you just didn't. And I was like, I just got to the point where you're never going to do those things. You're not going to do it for me. You're not going to do it for yourself. Like, there's no point. And I was like, we're not growing. We stopped growing a long time ago. We're just two people existing, and it's just not fun anymore. Yeah. And like, being not around you has given me a taste of like what my life could be like.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hold up. I'm just still shocked by the fact that, like, he never told me.
Never.
Never told you that he loved you. And I guess that goes back to, like, what did you guys even talk about? Like,
honestly, I don't even know. It was just so high all the time. And it was just, like, and it's not even, like, he's smoking dabs. And I just, like, anybody that does it, no, I never want to smell it. I never want to see it. It's like, I have PTSD. It was like, we would go like eat somewhere. He'd be like, wait, I have to smoke. And he would just smoke in his car. And I would just sit there like, I hate my life.
Which is insane. So like, when I had met you, my perception of you was like, oh my God, you're like this like sweet, just like outgoing, like gorgeous girl that's like active. You come in with your sister who I thought was your best friend. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, then I started following you online and like, obviously, we've had this, like, you know, like, obviously, like, friendship. We're, like, mm-hmm. in the same community. And then, like, I'm like, holy shit, this girl is just, like, always out having this best time. Like, you just seem so happy, which is, like, obviously, like, you know, somebody's perception is their reality of you, yeah. right? But it's now that you're telling me all this, it, like, makes
I'm catching up on gears.
But it makes me wonder, too, like, how much you've sacrificed in those 9 years because of, like, the kind of, like, positive person you are. And I don't know if that's just the growth that you've put in the last year.
Honestly, I think yes.
And so, like, I guess after that, right, like, there's so much trauma that comes from, like, mm-hmm. a relationship like that where basically, you know, it's, like, you know, thank God that he wasn't, you know, physically abusive. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I also think that that's, like, you know, there's, like, a sense of, like, emotional neglect there mm-hmm. that I think is, like, very much, like, traumatic. Like, I mean, I'm sure that a lot of, like, the anxieties and the depressions that came past that were because of all of that you had experienced. Mm-hmm. So, I guess, like, what or how did you even like start working on yourself? Like, where did you begin? Like, where do you like, I think coming off of that, you're like, okay, now I'm free or this person's not around. Like, what do I do now?
I started contacting friends again because I neglect so many relationships because I was like always with him.
Yeah.
And so I started contacting friends again and I like said, I want to go out. And it was interesting too, because like I've had friends that I've been friends with, like one girl in specific, I've known her since birth. Like we are 30 days apart. Our parents were pregnant wow. together. We've literally been best friends. We're like sisters. But in the time that I was in this relationship, she couldn't really relate to me because I would say things like, oh, I just don't hook up. I just don't go out. I just don't do those things. Like I'm in a relationship. And I didn't mean it in like a negative or derogatory way, and she knew that, but she took it that way. She was just like, I couldn't relate to you because you felt like it felt like you were too good to do anything. And she literally just told me this and it like broke my heart because I was like, I feel so bad. Like, but I probably did make her feel a certain way because I did say those things, you know? Yeah. And it was because I was in a relationship, so I wasn't going out. And like, there was no good balance between me and my relationship and like friendships. Like I definitely neglected a lot of people and relationships and I just didn't build on them. It was like, if you asked me to hang out, like if he was busy, then I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do something, you know? But then after that, I was like, I want to go out. I want to do everything. And I feel like I got so much closer to my friends. I start feeling like I made friends, you know, because before, like I really didn't have a track record of like a lot of friends. Like I just bouncing around from school and just registering bitch face, I guess. Like I just I didn't have a lot of friends. And so like now I'm like, yeah, I feel like way more outgoing. I smile at everybody. I'm like more charismatic, and I feel like talking to people, and like, I think like even you, like I just felt like you seemed like open, like you felt safe. Like I was like, I could talk to her. I could be your friend. Like,
yeah.
And it kind of felt like really organic to me. And so like, I was like, but I was like happy that I'm able to like grow and like get into this like mindset where I'm like comfortable talking to people and like putting myself out there. So yeah, that's just, I think that like getting back to that, and that's just part of the healing process. And I feel like I've done like a complete turn in who I was, and I feel so happy now and like so like relieved that people have like welcomed me back with like open arms. And yeah. Just like accepted me and like know the past and the traumas, because they were there and like they listened to it. It's not like I completely abandoned them. Like they heard, they just never understood it. You know, they were just like, why are you in this? Like, what is wrong with me? You know, what's wrong with you? Like, what are you doing? And I just, I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like comfort itself is like a dangerous drug. I think a lot of people, like, you know, they get comfortable in their relationships and their life patterns and their family patterns or whatever, because I mean, change is scary. Growth is scary. There's a lot of loss that comes with that. Right. And so with you, like, I think, yeah, like you lost this like 9-year relationship, but like, look at how much you grew even like in the last year, which is like so insane to me. I am so like shocked by like all of this. Cause I think that there's a lot of people, I think, that come out of these situations and they go the other way. Right. Even though if it was a traumatic experience, they just like take on, they're like, you know what, like, well, fuck, like when I turned 21, I didn't get the chance to like drink and party, so they're out and partying till 3 a.m every single night. And then you just see them basically spiraling, they're, you know, making the wrong friends, and they're, you know, getting into like a ton of heavy drugs. And again, it's not to say that like those things aren't, you know, cool in the right capacity, but some people just take it to an extreme because they're trying to take back those nine years, right? But my question to you, if you don't mind me asking, is did you ever go to therapy to help you like move forward?
No. Okay. So I went to a psychiatrist because I had like issues with like really intense, like paranoia and stuff like that. And so I kind of like dove into like relationship and like things like that. I went to a doctor because like, I was like, when I still was having sex, I was like, it hurts. Like there's something wrong. Do I have an infection? It's like, what is going on? And everything came back clear and negative. And my doctor kind of just was like, I don't think that you want to, like, I think subconsciously. And I was like, I didn't understand it at the time. And I was like, oh shit, she knows, like, I'm not relaxing. Like, this is hurting because I don't want this. And then my best friend is a therapist. And so I talked to her a lot. I know it's not the same, but she's just so good at like listening and validating. And that was really, really helpful for me. And then just having like my mom and bouncing back with like my sister and like friends and stuff like that, that like kind of knew me before and like kind of stayed with me through it. I think that was probably like the best therapy. I definitely should probably see a therapist, because I think that I still have a lot of like PTSD about it. Like, I still get mad, and then like, not, I mean, I guess I do, I guess I am admitting that I do regret staying in it that long, because yeah, now I'm 28 and I'm like, I don't know how to date. I don't know where to date. I go out to bars because I think that maybe I'll meet people out there, and everyone's like 21 and doing things that I don't want to do. And I'm like bored. I want to go home. And I'm like, do I go to Target more? Like, where are people going to be? It's so weird. And I just like, I feel very lost, but I'm also just like really happy with where I'm at now with just like my personal relationships and like friends and my mental health, that I figure, I guess it's just going to happen when it happens. Like, maybe this is not the right timing for me. Maybe I still have a little bit more growing to do before I like settle down, but I think like I'm on the right path and the right journey to get there.
I love that. That's like damn beautiful.
Thank you.
But speaking of dating again, so I know you told me this story last week, but please tell me one of your first dating experiences online.
take a breath.
I need a breath for this one. Okay. We met on Hinge. My favorite animal is a turtle. This is so gonna out this person, whatever. And his favorite animal was a turtle. So this guy we met, right? So we have this like good conversation, and he is like, what's your Instagram? And I was kind of like nervous about giving it to him. And I'm always nervous about giving my Instagram to people, because if you've seen my Instagram, I have a lot of bikini pictures, and I'm also very proud of my booty. So I have a lot of pictures that are a little bit more like, I guess, promiscuous, or I guess risque looking. And it, if you know me in person, I feel like I'm goofy and I'm not like this like sex symbol, but I could definitely pose for a picture, and I will definitely post it. And I openly admit that I do like the attention from it. Will I sleep with you? No.
Self-awareness, we love it.
I'm not a hookup girl. It's not for me. Like, I want like a relationship. I want to like know somebody. And like, obviously I told you I was hooking up with somebody and I like that, but, I just don't open up to like men like that. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot for me. And so I was nervous about getting my Instagram and I was like, kind of like, hey, like, I may come off like this, but I'm not actually like that. I just want you to know that. So just be a little bit more like optimistic and open when you're viewing that. And he was like, okay, cool. And then he like messages me and was like, all right, I'm dying to meet you. Like, you seem really cool. And I was like, cool. And he was like, when are you free? And I was like, I'm actually free tonight. And that was like, we started talking on like a Thursday night on like Hinge and immediately moved to Instagram. And then like Friday morning was like, when are you free? And I was like, I'm actually free tonight. And like, that was kind of like on a whim. And he was like, oh, cool. Like, I'm going to the fair with some friends. Like, we're all going to have like first dates. Like, would love for you to join. We can like get a drink at my place or we can get a drink first and and get to know each other. And then we'll like go to the fair. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Like an open setting. Like I can get to know him first and then like go to this fair where it's like, if it's weird, like at least there's other people around. So I thought it was a great idea. So I meet up with him after work. I go to his place. He came off as a little bit flamboyant and I kind of threw me off a little bit, but I was like, whatever. Like I'm here. Like I'm going to dive into this and just like kind of see how it goes. He makes us margaritas. They were very strong. I had eaten lunch that day, but I had not eaten like since, I don't know, whatever lunchtime it was. And it's like 6 o'clock. So yeah. It's like kind of hitting me. So I'm like kind of buzzed and I'm like sitting there and he takes a call. First of all, he tells me that his brother is like a heroin addict. And I was like, that's really deep. Like that's a lot of information to give somebody like on a first date. Like when you've only met them for like what, 24 to 48 hours virtually. So I was like, that's interesting. And then he told me his mom has cancer and he took two calls from like his aunt and just sat there in front of me having these like calls and we're like supposed to like be getting to know each other talking and he's just like on the phone and like he apologized for it and I was like, you know, family first, and I was like kind of cool about it, but I was also like, do you want to take this in private? Like, do you want to go somewhere else? Like, maybe you can tell them, like, unless it's like really urgent, but like you can call them later or something. Like, It just kind of like threw me off a little bit. But I was like, okay, like, you know, family first, like, whatever. If that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. I'm cool. I'll just sit here. So I just like sat there and I didn't want to be rude. So like I wasn't on my phone. So I literally just like sat there for like what felt like forever. And then his friends come, we Uber. He gets weird that his hair is going to get messed up in the Uber, which also is kind of weird to me. I'm like, we're going to the fair. Like, also, who cares about your hair? It's like, whatever, you're a dude. Like, I mean, I get that guys care about those things sometimes, but it felt very like, just again, like kind of flamboyant. And it just kind of threw me off a little bit because I'm not used to that in men. I don't know. So we get to the fair. I'm already a little bit buzzed. And I'm assuming maybe he is too, because we've had now two margaritas at this point and he puts like 2.5 shots in them. So I'm like, I'm feeling it. And then we immediately go to Brewhaha and it's like a festival brewery thing. And they give you little cups and you basically just like go and fill up your cup every single time. So we're drinking and I thought we were going to go like play games, go on rides, eat food, things like that. Mm-hmm. Nope. We just stayed drinking. So we were drinking a lot. Luckily we ran into my friends and,
did you text them or did you just run into
them? No, okay. They literally just recognized me. And I was like, thank goodness, you know, like that happened, but, ran into them and he was like, kind of like introducing himself to them and was like, I'm obsessed with her. Like, just like kind of going on ranting about me to his friends about like how much he liked me and how much we clicked and all this stuff. Meanwhile, like his friends that we had met up with wanted like literally nothing to do with me. Like the two like girl best friends or whatever they were just didn't care about me. So they kind of just disappeared. So I was kind of like stuck with him. Luckily my friends were there. So like it was cool. And then my friends kind of went off to go do their thing. And I met a couple of his other friends that I don't know if they were like friends or acquaintances that like knew him. And he was super drunk and just like introducing me as like, Hannah, she's so hot, and like kind of putting me on this like pedestal, which felt so uncomfortable because I felt like really just like arm candy. And I was like, I feel like I'm worth more than that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to just be a pretty face. Like, I want to be worth more than that. So don't introduce me as like the hot girl, you know, like just introduce me as Hannah and like, let's just let it go organically. Like we just met or like something, anything else, like any other introduction than just the hot girl. And so that kind of felt weird to me. And then he was like telling them how like obsessed with me he was, and he was like, we're in love. And I was like, this is so wild. This guy is crazy. And like, clearly, like, love is not something that I throw around. My ex didn't tell me this. Like, it's just like, it's a heavy word for me and definitely need therapy. But like, yeah, it was just, it was a lot. And then so my friends come back around and one of my like really close friends is there and she's like, what is wrong with this dude? Like, and he's like, I love her. We're in love. Like, she's the one. And maybe this is the alcohol talking, I don't know, but that's just, it was a lot for me. And yeah. She was like, hey, buddy, like maybe because this is the first date, like tone down your drinking. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, we're having so much fun. And she was like, okay, well, like, does she know that you guys are in love? Because like, she's not really like that. And she kind of like laid it out for him. And he's like, no, like we're obsessed with each other. And I was like, okay. So he went to go find his two original like best friends. My friends had kind of already gone off and I was stuck with this like group of girls that were like, I guess like the acquaintances, I don't know. They were like, they knew him, yeah. Whatever. And they like looked at me and they're like, we're getting you out of here. And I was like, thank God. Like, you guys are angels. I was so drunk at this point. Like, I just needed a water and like probably food or something.
Yeah.
So they like take me away. So he went to go find his friends and they're like, no, she's going to wait with us. So he went to go find his friends. We left, we went and found my friends, Ubered back and got my car at his place. And then like they took my car and I stayed at a friend's house because I couldn't drive. And then he was calling me that night. And I think one of the girls that was his friends before we met up with mine was like, no, she's not interested. We're not going back. And I guess he was so drunk. I'm assuming he doesn't remember that. And then by the time we got to my friends, they block his number. And like, thankfully, cause he just kept calling. And I guess he didn't get the picture. I don't really know. So then the next day, he messages me on Instagram and was like, hey, like I looked for you till 11:30. Not sure what happened. I guess I'm blocked now, and was like confused. And I was like, met up with my friends, was really drunk, got home safe. And he was like, glad you found them. And I just didn't respond. And that was the end of it. And then I found out. So I saw on Instagram that this girl, like a mutual friend, followed him. And I was like, oh, interesting. And so I had asked him about that. And like one of my really close friends liked a picture of his from like 2018. So mm-hmm. I didn't want to ask her in advance because I didn't want it to like taint my view of him, because I wanted to go into this like open, like, I don't know what happened in the past. Like, she doesn't follow him anymore, but she liked his picture from a long time ago, but her like other friend follows him. So mm-hmm. clearly they know him somewhere.
Yeah.
And so, but I didn't want to ask her. So I went into it. I should have asked her. And I was like, oh, hey, like, how do you know so-and-so? And he was like, oh, I used to date her before. And I was like, oh, and he was like, it didn't end well. And I was like, oh, like I'm friends with her. And he was like, well, how good of friends? And I was like, we're pretty close. And he was like, well, what'd she say about me? And I was like, I didn't ask her. I wanted to go into an open mind. And he was like, oh, like, thanks. Like, that's really nice. And I was like, yeah, you know? And then like after I'm like, hey, I need to talk to you. How do you know this person? And she like told me that she went on a date with him. She was like, she had moved here from Nebraska and it was like one of the first people she like met.
Yeah.
And she said that she met him and she thought he was gay the first time. And he kept like being like, come to my table, come hang out with me. Come. And then so they ended up like hooking up, I guess, for like a month and a half or something like that. And then it fizzled out and she was fine with it. He thought it ended really badly. So he has this like, she doesn't like me kind of thing. And she was just like, it was just weird. Like mm-hmm. it just ended and we just stopped talking and I was fine with it. And that was it. And then I saw that he had followed you. Yeah. And I was like, hey, went on the worst date of my life. I think you might know him. And then we talked and you told me some crazy things about him and how you met him. And then you told me that our mutual friend had also gone on a date with him. So immediately I'm like, I have to call her. So I call her and she tells me, she's like, I think that he was gay. And I was like, dude, I thought he was pretty flamboyant too. Like, I don't know what's wrong. Yeah. I felt like I was missing something, but like, it was just so weird, you know? And so that's like four people in, I know Orange County is small, but like four people that I know that have like had some sort of dating type run in with him. Mm-hmm. And it was just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so what was interesting too is I remember Hannah comes up to me. She's like, well, you said something along the lines of, I have the craziest story you won't believe or something. And I go, I think I know exactly who it is. And you were like, you kind of like looked at me like, how would you know? And the second you told me, I was like, I knew it. I just fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. Because
I won't go into like full detail, obviously, because it's just not my business to tell, but there are supporting facts to this theory, mm-hmm. Which we know off the mic, but my an old friend of mine who I actually don't talk to anymore, tried to act to hook me up with him, and she was a close friend of his. And basically when I met him, I was like, it did not click from like the second that we met. It was just, it was too much. It was like not the personality that was for me, but I was like, I was very kind. Like I usually don't go out with the intention at the time. This one, I was single. I wasn't ever going out with the intention of like really meeting people. I had met up to meet her and her friend. We were just at the bar. I ended up going back to like her place and he had followed. He was like super persistent, like literally got in the car with us, like came over. We were like sitting on the couch. He like tried to like grab my legs, put him on me. And it was like to the point where he was like kept like trying like so hard, and I would like move away, and then she was like, you need to leave. Not to me, to him. She's like, you need to leave. Like, she is not interested, because he was getting just like, it was like same aggressive behavior that he was like basically there. And obviously because she was my close friend and she knew him, she basically would like came in as the protector, because I wasn't trying to be a bitch to be like, you know, just fuck off. Like I literally was just like moving away and making him very like cordial, like whatever. And she obviously had like stepped in. And again, this is not to say like he was not doing anything that was like, he wasn't a super like crazy assertive, like fully putting his body on me. That's not the case. But it was just to the point where I was like a little uncomfortable, and she had noticed. And so she's like, please leave, which I respect and admired her for it. But all the other shit that I found out like pre and after like about him, I was like, oh, all of like your story just makes sense.
Yeah.
And obviously I told you about our friend, and then she had confirmed it. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, and then my friend, when I just talked to her, she, the one that had dated him for like a couple weeks and she had just moved here, she told me the same thing that you told me that we're not going to talk about
hotel, so she knows.
Room things.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So he told her that, which was so weird. Yeah. So it definitely confirmed some things.
Yeah.
But he was so aggressive with me. He was like, I usually don't like PDA, but like stick your tongue down my throat. And I'm like, like, no, don't. Like,
no, he was like trying to get me to like make out with him.
Oh yeah. No, he was definitely like forcing himself on my face. But also got so handsy. And another thing that he did that I really didn't like is he was asking like people if they were going to be intimate tonight. And I was like, what is this guy think is going to happen with us tonight? Like,
yeah,
I need to get out of this situation. But I was like, that's such a weird like thing to ask people, especially if like they're on first dates too. Like, are you guys gonna be intimate tonight? Like, I don't know. I'm like not obviously in this dating scene, so I don't know the rules of like hooking up. I guess it's like whatever everybody wants to do, but like that's just not something that I do right away. Sure, so it felt so weird. You know what I mean? And I was just like, I don't like that you're so touchy and handsy. Like, I didn't want to like just hold hands right away, but he was so like clinging on to me, and I just hated it. I hated every second of it. I'm not like that affectionate. And if I am, it's because I feel really comfortable and like I'm able to open up, but it felt so forced. And also like, don't tell me you love me. Don't tell me you're obsessed with me. That freaks me out.
Yeah.
Especially like when we just met.
And it's not an organic situation to be in. I think that that's like generally even like forcing your own like verbal communication on somebody like that. Like if they're not receptive to it, like read the room, you know, no matter how much somebody's drinking, it's just a testament to say like, you've got to respect the boundaries that somebody's like literally giving you when you've literally just been like, oh, we're just going to go, like we're going to drink. We're in a public space. So I'm in this public space to feel safe. Like, and with everything that's going on in the world, like these days, it's kind of like, just like be so mindful of like yourself and your actions. And it's like, I'm just like shocked that he wasn't aware that he was like so far from it.
Yeah. He's definitely not self-aware at all. It was, it was brutal.
Yeah, I know. And it was crazy, because after all that, like even with me, he like kept like DMing me, and he was like, oh, we should like, he's like, we should do shrooms, and we should do this, and we should do acid, and we should do that. I'm like, I don't talk to you. I don't make any like, I don't think I've ever even like touched a drug, because I'm boring as fuck, but it's fine. But like even then, I was like, I've never given you that vibe. I've never like outreached to you. I've never even been flirty back, let alone responsive. I've probably liked a message that he sent, and that was like as far as it got. So it's kind of interesting, like again, somebody that doesn't even read like normal communication patterns. And I'm sure he's, you know, maybe he is a nice guy like friends wise, but it just, I mean, it just proves clear when you've got like 4+ women that are saying the exact same thing and having the same issues, that somebody needs to kind of like check themselves.
Also, a super weird fact that my friend told me is that, like, I guess he would get, like, super fucked up at night and, like, didn't want to get up to go to the bathroom, so he left a lemonade pitcher by his bedside, and he would pee in it, like, throughout the night. And she said that she would, like, stay the night there, and there would just be, like, this full thing of pee by his bed.
That is so odd.
The weirdest thing.
I have so many questions that I will never get answers to.
Yeah.
And whatever, everyone's got their own thingy, but like, I don't know.
That was
like, your bathroom's right there.
Yeah. Also, like,
I feel like that takes more.
I feel like when you're like asleep and then you have to go to the bathroom, you like get up and you're like a zombie, you go and then you immediately fall back asleep. So like, yeah, how hard is it? If you actually have to like aim into this thing right by your bed, like how hard is it to really just like get up, walk a couple feet and go use a toilet?
Like, wouldn't somebody be afraid in the dark to like spill that?
Oh, I would.
I would all the time. Like, I would, even if it's like not like, I don't know.
Also,
even if
and like the there. Smell. Like,
ooh, that's a good one too. Yeah.
Especially like after like, I don't know what kind of drugs he was doing or like drinking, but like, yeah, men, it smells.
Yeah.
You know?
Gross.
Yeah.
So are you now like traumatized forever?
I'm afraid to go on dates. And like, I was talking to this other guy and he wants to take me out and I...
Dating app?
Yeah.
From what app?
Hinge.
Nice. At least that's the better one.
Yeah. I'm a little bit hesitant to go out with him only because I think we have really differing views, ooh, on things.
Okay.
And it's... a little scary because I'm like, am I gonna waste time? Like, this could be a good experience. Like, maybe I should just do it, go on the date, and like be open-minded. Maybe I'm being closed off because I just had a really terrible experience. But I also feel like in the future, is this even gonna work out? Because I feel like these are so, like, I'm really open to like somebody having their views and me having my views, and we don't have to share our views, or like you keep like whatever, you know,
we're talking about them like,
yeah, normally. I just, yeah, feel like, what if some of these are like really big deal breakers? Like, is it even worth it to do that? You know, I'm pretty nervous to go out. Also, I get so nervous before dates. I don't know why. I just am like so nervous. And so after that last one was so terrible, I like just don't really want to go through that for like a little bit.
Yeah.
And also it's like the weird, like phasing them out, like not talking to them after. Cause you're like, had a good time, but I'm just not interested. That's like a weird conversation to have, and I just don't know that I'm like comfortable. So I'm thinking like, maybe this is just a part of like the growing process. Like, I'm just not ready to settle down. Mm-hmm. Like, but I don't know like what I am ready for at that point then, because I thought I wanted to go out and like party and just like meet people and have fun. And now I'm like, I don't really want to drink right now. Like, this sounds terrible. Like, maybe I'm going moving too fast in my life. Like, maybe I do need to like slow down and take a cleanse, take a break. Maybe I don't need to like talk to guys. Maybe I, like, this app has not really worked out for me. So maybe I just delete this. But like, then do I feel like I'm wasting time? Like, then panic starts to set in. Like, timelines start to set in. Like, I'm getting older. Like, most people that I know that have already like gotten married and stuff like that, they've like, they're a little older. So they like, we're like, oh, we were dating for 5 years and then we got married and now we're having kids. And I'm like, that was all before you were 30, or like you guys did that when you're 30. That means like I need to put in my like years of dating this person now. Like, I feel like I need to find the right person, and it's like so hard. And I put this like pressure on myself, and I feel like I take pressure from like other people's relationships and put it on myself too, because I'm like, this is their time. Like, and I know everyone's like different and it like lines up when it's supposed to line up, but like I can't help but being like, well, what if I do want to have kids? Like, I don't want to be an old mom, I want to be a young mom. Mm-hmm. So like, what do I do? Am I supposed to like freeze my eggs now? I don't know. I'm like panicking. Like, what if I don't want kids? What if I like need a couple years to decide? What if I want to be married for a little bit longer and then have kids? Like, I really want to travel right now. It's hard to do that, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I like, what do I do it next year? And then do I like try and like actually settle down after that? I don't know. It's terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, a couple points to all of that. So one, we'll go back to dating apps really quick. Mm-hmm. So what I found with like dating apps is like, one, you stop going for your type or what you think your type is. Mm-hmm. Cause I mean, that's how I actually like got in the relationship that I'm at now, basically, or even like two people that I've dated that I've actually like been like super successful is, or decent. Well, first one was decently successful, but the point is like, they were both not my types. One was an accidental swipe, and with Brad, mm-hmm, it was like, I mean, a strategic swipe, but I was like, like, I don't know, because I kind of was like, can't really tell what he looks like in his pictures, but, mm-hmm, like, we have such, like, awesome communication, mm-hmm, and, like, holy shit, like, we just, like, click, but also don't know, like, what he kind of believes in, or, like, mm-hmm, what his thing is, and then he was, like, telling me about his, like, you know, and then he was, like, really honest about his, like, mm-hmm, divorce, and I was like, this is so, like, a lot of it, it's, like, out of my comfort zone, but I was like, dude, I gotta be open-minded, yeah. So first piece of advice is like, obviously going for people that you never thought you could, mm-hmm, so this person with, like, opposing views than you, like, mm-hmm, I don't know what they are, but, like, I think the biggest deal breakers could be something like, if he has a hard no for kids and you have a yes, mm-hmm, for kids, right? Mm-hmm. That's something that you don't want to waste time with, because that's what I've learned, where I don't want kids and I've been a hard no my entire life. So, mm-hmm, I had to strategically say no to the people who had said, yes, I want kids, because why would I ever ruin that for somebody who had said, you know, who like wants a big family, they want to have that kind of like lifestyle, and I'm just not going to provide that. Like, I hope they find, you know, they might be awesome and they might be like a perfect match, right? But what, like, why waste their time? Why waste my own? If that's the one thing that's going to essentially break us up in the end. When it comes to politics, I think that's like a hard, that's a difficult one, because I'm pretty like, I have a pretty much harder stance on stuff like that. Like, I have friends that have a lot of opposing views, but when it comes to somebody I date, I think it just depends on the extremism.
And I think that's where I'm at with this guy, because I am interested in him. And I this second time around, because I had made Hinge last year, didn't work out, deleted it, and then made it again drunkenly. And I was kind of like, I'll just have fun with it. I'm just going to choose all the like really tall guys or something, you know? But then there was like certain people that kind of stood out to me. The thing is like, I'm not generally physically attracted to people unless I know them. And so it's kind of weird swiping through these like people, because it's like a catalog of like, show me your best pictures. And I have to like think to myself, like, do you think I could get there with this person? Like, do you think that I could like find this person attractive in the future if I like maybe get to know them? And so that's kind of how I base some things off of, unless like I read their prompts and I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And like, and then it's like whether they respond or not, because I kind of have this like thing where like, okay, they like my picture, I match with them, then they should say something. Like, I, and maybe it's just me being like prideful or stubborn or a brat, I don't know. But I don't want, unless they say something first, like, I don't necessarily want to be like the one to start all the conversations, because then I feel like they all just go the same way. And half these guys, I'm like, why are you even on here? Like, are you looking for hookup? Because like, I don't know that I'm actually just like looking for that. I'm looking for like, to like maybe get to know somebody, to date them, and then kind of see where it goes. But like, I feel like they're looking at my pictures like, yeah, she's hot, I'll swipe on her. But then they like don't talk to you, you know, and it's just like a weird thing. And so the ones that do talk to you, it's like, yeah, like I've had good conversations. Politics, though, that is like a, that could go either way. It could be a deal breaker. Like, I know a lot of people that have like differing opinions, and we're able to like talk about it and like agree to disagree. And I'm cool with that. But when it comes to somebody like you're dating, them having such different opinions than you is, it's just, I don't know how to navigate that part. I tried to be like open-minded about it, and like that's why I'm like, I'll probably still go on this date. I just don't like, I almost feel like I'm setting myself up for failure or going into it with like a negative mindset that I'm like, is it even worth it?
I've dated somebody who is I mean, I'm pretty open about the fact that I'm a lot more like liberal, but obviously I'm not, you don't have to disclose anything, but I've dated somebody who was a lot more conservative. A lot more conservative. And it was really nice because I'm like super open-minded. So like, again, I have some of my best friends who are on one side, others that are on the other side, family members that are on the fifth side, God knows where they are. Right. But like, I just, I think I have this like personality trait that can just generally take a sit down and say like, hey, look, like I'm understanding that you just believe something that I can't even fathom, but like, let's take a seat and let's talk about it. Let's find where our differences aren't matching, like why you believe the way you believe, because a lot of people have like, you have to think like a lot of people have different upbringings. They grew up in like different, you know, different countries, different areas of the county. And like, in all reality, if like they're around a similar circle, they're not going to know anything else. Like somebody that's got conservative ideals who doesn't follow anybody on the libertarian side isn't going to know that. Right. So because they're invested in their own like medias. So it's going to be a little bit harder for them to break that. But that's where I found like, if I'm able to kind of basically break that barrier and pose the right questions and have those conversations, that person is willing to like break that barrier down and generally talk to me. Now, not everybody can do that, and that's totally okay, right? Everybody can do what they want to do. I'm not here to say one thing or another, but I think it's a matter of like your personality and like how strong your beliefs are, and if you are willing to have those conversations. But again, if you're like on one end and you're seeing that they're doing like 17 things that you just don't believe in, and like then you're sitting here like, oh, should I not? The answer is probably no. But if it's somebody that you're like, I kind of just don't know like what they believe in, then maybe give it a shot and like leave it open-ended. Maybe just go into it and to say like, this is not the end all be all. But that's going to be ultimately up to you, obviously, because I just don't know who this person is, right?
Like, well, so he is like very open about like loving politics and history and things like that. And I think that's great. I grew up in a small business. So my family is a little bit more, I'd say, conservative money-wise.
Yeah.
And then my views, and I guess I sort of follow that too. And then my views socially are more liberal. I'm like, mm-hmm. it doesn't affect me one way or another. Like, everyone should live their best life and be happy and yeah. do whatever they want to do. And I think that I have a lot of friends that are like very left and some that are like very right. Yeah. And I just am kind of like, I guess like in the middle. It's just, it really depends on like the cause and what I'm passionate about and like whether it affects me or not, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that he is very one-sided and that scares me because I'm pretty open-minded and I will hear out both sides mm-hmm. And make my decision just based off of how I feel. Like, I don't yeah. really want anyone's outside factors, but I feel like because he's so into it that like maybe he's gonna expect me or judge me for not having the same views, because mm-hmm. some people that are just so into it and have such strong, solid views are a little bit closed off.
Yeah. I could definitely see like where your mindset would be there, but also depends, like, you know, how good was the conversation? If you guys initially have these like days discussions that are, you know, are so much greater than politics, mm-hmm. I think that this could be like a great foundation. And like, yeah, the politics conversation is going to come. There's no way we're going to avoid that. Like, you look at social media, you look at what's happening in the world. Like, I think it's important for all of us to talk mm-hmm. about it. Right. Mm-hmm. But as long as both parties are open-minded or willing to just hear each other out. And I think from there, you can make the ultimate decision to say,
yeah.
hey, I agree with you. Hey, I don't agree with you. Or this is going to impact like this relationship for us to move forward. And mm-hmm. I think, again, you can make that decision later, mm-hmm. but only you're going to know that. But you can also be selfish with your time, right? If you're yeah. kind of at a point where you're like, I don't know. And you're kind of 75% no. And you're only saying 25% yes, because you just think that you need to go out and date. Mm-hmm. Maybe taking the no route is a better option for you.
I definitely think that's part of it, is like feeling like I need to do this. I think that another big thing too is that like, I always consider, which I have a interesting relationship with my dad, mm-hmm. but I always consider, what is he going to think about this person? You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think it's part of like my daddy issues, for a lack of better words. Cause I'm always like wanting this like validation or wanting this approval from him. And so I'm afraid like this person, he is not going to like, I know hands down that they're not going to agree. And I'm like, what kind of wedge is that going to draw in my family? Like, is it even worth it? Things like that. And I think that's like me kind of like maybe part like fear. Mm-hmm. of like going into this, like I'm like still new to dating, so like yeah, it's a little bit scary, especially like I said, after that last one went so bad that I'm like, I don't know if I can like mentally go through this again, like, because I feel like that date really messed me up for a little bit. I felt like so off and so weird about it, I don't know. And so now I'm like, I really want to give other people a chance and like go out and like date people. But I think that's also me forcing myself to do that because I feel like I need to do that. So like mm-hmm. it's a weird balance for me right now, like trying to decide whether this is like what I want to do and like what's right for me, or like if it's the fear, if I'm making excuses, I don't know.
Is there a way for you to gauge like how you feel when you talk to somebody, to say like, I feel like I'm in a safe space when mm-hmm. I'm like messaging this person, and maybe that can be your like definitive yes or no?
Yeah, I mean, I think our casual conversations recently have just been like, yeah, it feels like really comfortable to kind of talk back and forth. But I also sometimes feel like when someone is like interested in me and like really forward about it, it kind of scares me. And then I kind of lose interest.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because like maybe the chase is gone, or like, I don't know, maybe I'm just like not interested off the bat. And so like when they start showing interest, I'm like, maybe I'm secretly just or subconsciously just not interested, and then it kind of comes to light where I'm like, I don't want to talk to him anymore.
Well, it also seems like your equilibrium of a relationship was obviously some like one, mm-hmm. somebody who didn't even tell you they loved you, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody who's not giving you the kind of like attention you like desired and or needed in the yeah. time. So again, like your normality level is like completely different than I think what we like to see in like movies and fairy tales, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh, you start talking, you one person shows interest, the other person shows interest, they go on a date, like mm-hmm. it's this perfect kind of like linear path, and it's never like that, right? Because yeah. everybody's path is a little bit different. But I mean, again, it could be one of two things. It could be just all of that, like the issues that you described, that, or you just maybe like aren't even ready. But it's okay to be selfish with your time. It's okay to yeah. take time to figure that out. But it's also okay to just like date and know that like you're not going to go home with them at the end of the night. Maybe, mm-hmm. you know, this is just one night for you to get out there, to feel good about just having somebody interested in you and talking to them, right? Mm-hmm. And it's somebody that you just like generally connect with.
Yeah.
But dating is a beast and it's hard. And it's like, you know, obviously I feel like COVID put us all on the map because mm-hmm. I think one, not only did divorce spike just in general, and that's just like talking to an attorney friend of mine, but also like I think a lot of people just like got back online, like they were bored, they weren't doing anything, so now it's like a, just like a huge saturated pool of people, so mm-hmm. everybody's just out there trying to like date and trying to talk. So I think that you get, yes, while you get a large influx of people like you who are like awesome and great and sweet and like ready to date or trying to figure out if they're ready to mm-hmm. date, but you also get like fucking crazies out there,
yeah,
like the person you went on a date with, yeah. right? But that's, you know, I think that that's just the game that you're gonna have to play. But I think maybe going into every day and saying like, I'm going to just expect this might happen. Mm-hmm. And just not letting your guard fully down.
I think part of me is like, I think it'll feel right when it is right. Mm-hmm. And like, maybe the, none of these are right. And maybe it's because I'm looking online and it's the type of person, you know what I mean? I think that I had like a really unique upbringing. I grew up on a farm. I lived in this like rural area. So I wasn't around like other kids and people all the time. Mm-hmm. It was just like a very different lifestyle. And then just kind of like starting and working so young, I just feel like I have this like different drive than most people my age. And I really want somebody that's kind of got the same like drive and balance as me. I really like feel like I thrive off of people that are doing well in their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to surround yourself with people that you want to be like.
Yeah.
And I feel like dating, it's so hard to find people that have that same drive.
Yeah.
You know, or like what they're looking for. Like I always get scared. Like what if I go on a date and he tries to kiss me? Like, I don't really want to kiss on the first date. Like, I just want to get to know you. Like, this is kind of yeah. like an interview, but like a face-to-face one, not just like us talking through an app. Yeah. Like, I want to like know you and have conversations and not feel pressured that like, what if he kisses me? What am I going to do? You know? It always just feels so like predictable too when they're like about to do that. And you're just like, oh, what do I do? How do I dodge this? And mm-hmm. like, just like the whole going home thing. Like, I don't want someone to be like, hey, so do you want to like go back to my place? Cause then I feel pressured. Like, yeah. I'm like, how do I set boundaries of like, nothing's going to happen? Like, how do I just openly just be like, hey, like, I'm not going to hook up with you. So like, we can hang out if that's what you're interested in. But like,
yeah.
I don't know what they're wanting. And I feel like another thing is like, I am scared of like men in a sense of like, what do you want from me? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And yeah. so I put up boundaries. And so like, part of me is like, okay, like maybe I'm not ready. Or maybe when the right person comes along, I'll feel it, I'll know it. You yeah. know what I mean? It will feel really natural to me. Because like right now, it doesn't really feel natural.
I mean, that could be a telltale sign. You know what's interesting is that, I don't know why this just popped up in my head. I forget who told me this, but somebody had said like, so if you want to like kind of walk away from that pressure, or somebody that's like, I think it was from somebody that was like so used to actually going home with people that mm-hmm. she was like, I'm just like so over this. I don't want to do this anymore. Basically, she was like, I would make a plan at like 5 mm-hmm. and then like have my girlfriend meet me at 8 for like dinner. Mm-hmm. Right. So basically when you get to the date, you'd be like, hey, like, I'm so excited to be here, whatever. But like, just letting you know, like, I have to like go to like an emergency yeah. dinner or something at 8. So you give yourself a timeline mm-hmm. to say like 8 p.m. I'm not going to do anything else. We can have a nice dinner. We can have a couple mm-hmm. drinks or whatever. And then I'm Ubering back to wherever. Mm-hmm. And that like, that gets you out of like feeling the pressure. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just like a good cop out until you like start dating more and just feel comfortable by just like saying no.
Mm-hmm. I think I just grew up with this like mindset and probably from my dad that like men only want one thing. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably always going to be like on their mind. Like guys want to hook up, the guys want to explore and like know your body and just like, you know, that's part of like, I think their qualification process. And maybe that's just a bad thought in my head. But like, I just feel like I look like I put myself out there. I look like I like that. And that I'm that kind of girl that like takes that. And I'm well aware of that image that I put off. I'm just not like that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to like necessarily change who I am. Cause I'm like, my Instagram is like, it's playful, you know, mm-hmm. but like, I'm not like that, but I shouldn't have to like change because of someone's opinion of me. Like I should be yeah. able to post and like do whatever I want. And if I meet somebody in the future and they don't like that and they voice that and they mean something to me, then I'm like, I am all for like toning it down, changing, like mm-hmm. being more coupley and relationshiping and changing my ways or whatever. If that's the kind of respect that they want, yeah. I'm fully on board with that. But until then, I'm like, I should be able to do and live my life however I want. And if you have a problem with it, or if you see something, that's a reflection on you. That's not necessarily a reflection on me, because yeah. I know my values. But I think that because of that image that I give off, I'm also like very insecure about like what do you want from me? What do you think is going to happen? And so, like, I have a hard time, like, I guess, setting those boundaries with people. I'm, like, just scared. Yeah. And so sometimes that, like, makes me not want to go on these dates or do things just because of, like, most people kind of expect things to happen or, like, I don't know.
Has anybody, feel like, from dating apps said anything, like, derogatory towards you? Except for the person you went on a date with? Like, after, like, say, like, they saw your Instagram or whatever, did they, like, immediately just say, like, hey, like, let's, you know, let's fuck or whatever?
No, but I do get a lot of, like, weird DMs from people. Like, so weird. Like, this guy messaged me actually yesterday, and he said that I look like I had a mean OnlyFans account. I'm like, okay, well, I don't. What? So I'm not going to respond back to you, but I don't have an OnlyFans, and, like, fuck you, dude. But, like, there was a guy that I was talking to on Hinge, and he asked me for my Instagram account, and it was public at the time, which I think it probably still is. And then I never heard from him again. And so I'm assuming he saw it and just thought, like, maybe I was too wild.
That's so... I've never looked at your Instagram and thought you were, like, so outrageous. Like, you literally look like you're just having fun at the pool or the beach.
And
like,
I am. I don't
know why.
I love being...
I'm going to literally look at her Instagram right now.
I
love being in
a bathing suit, and I'm, like, pretty confident, and I work hard for my body. I work in the spin class. I'm sweating. You come up to my bike, and you're like, you can do this, you can do this. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. But I'm going to push, because I feel like those are those, like, extra moments where it's, like, that's where you're building the muscle. That's where you're building your strength. That's where you're getting better. That's where your body is changing. And so I push myself. I also eat pretty healthy. I like to be clean. And so, like, I should be proud of my body, and I should feel confident and happy, and I do. And... Yeah. If I pose any certain way, or if I take a picture, like, fuck, I just love being in a bathing suit. What is wrong with that? You know, that means I'm in the sun and the water, and that's amazing. But I'm also like, I know it comes off as a little flirty, and I am, but that doesn't mean that I'm promiscuous in any way, shape, or form. And not that there's anything wrong with that, because I think that, like, girls can live however they want to live. I'm a little bit more conservative, I guess, in that sense.
Which is so funny. There's literally only one picture that I picked.
Which one? Okay.
Literally this one.
Oh, yeah. That's an old picture. My ex took that.
Oh.
That was the trip in Mexico, actually.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we didn't hook up, and he had to take that picture. But he loved doing that stuff. He, like, loved taking pictures of me. And he's the kind of one, like, let's go take pictures. And I'm like, all right.
Good for him, yeah. But you don't, like, from... Okay, for anybody listening, like, from if you were just to hear what you had said, like, my mind went, like, elsewhere. Like, that's not, like, but it's not the depiction of, like, when you look at your Instagram. Like, literally what I think of, if I didn't know you, I would literally just be like, oh my God, this girl, and I don't even know what you listen to. I'd be like, oh, like, I just looks like a chick that, that, like, loves country, that goes to, like, the river or the beach and, like, hangs out in her bathing suit and, like... just gorgeous, like, blonde, like, that's I just but like,
thank you,
but it's not like you're not wearing, like, a thong bikini and then your nipples are hanging out, like, you will be in, like, a cute one piece, like, it's so like, it's so interesting that somebody would have this, like, weird perception of you.
Yeah, I have said I like attention. Like, I'm not gonna be shy about that. It's true, everybody likes attention. If you say you don't like attention, you're lying. Everybody likes a little bit of attention. Like, it's natural, and it's so normal, and it should be normalized. But I mean, like, now, like, knowing what you know about me, that I'm, like, timid, that I'm, like, nervous around guys, like, things like that, that I'm not going to hook up with you. I will post these pictures, and I know that, like, people probably have a perception of me, and they don't know me, and that's not my really problem. Yeah. But, like, when it does come to dating and things like that, then it, like, I'm like, oh, shit, like, do I have to explain myself? Should I explain myself? You know, things like that. But, yeah, my sister is really protective over me, so she would, like, tell me these things that, like, people have said before, and I think that's where it kind of got, like, a little bit weird, and now I think I have it in my head that, like, my Instagram's bad.
I wonder if, like, to avoid all that, would you ever just, like, not give your Instagram out to people on dating apps? Just instead be like, I mean, I can take, like, a selfie or whatever, or, like, get my phone number?
Yeah. I thought about that. So, weird thing is that there was this one guy on Hinge recently, and he must have, like, swiped on me, and I must have just, like, X'd out of him. But I guess, like, because you can link your Instagram, so my Instagram doesn't show up, so you don't see all my pictures on my Hinge of, like, my Instagram. But, like, when you link it, there's, like, a, like, these three lines, and if you click on it, it's, like, the Instagram caption.
Gotcha.
So I think what this guy did is he copied the picture on Instagram and maybe put it into Google search, and because my profile is public, he found it. Then he messaged me and was like, hey, saw you on Hinge. And I was like, kind of, like, tech savvy, dumb, like, how did you do that? Like, how did you find me? How did it link? Like, mm-hmm. what? And I was so confused. And I kind of like figured it out. I was like, did this guy, like, he's like, oh yeah, they link. And I was like, all right, I'm not that dumb. Like, it doesn't link. Like, you had to have like copied my picture and searched me.
Yeah.
So he messaged me, was like kind of talking to me for a little bit, kind of got weird. And then I was like, I don't really want to talk to this person anymore. Like, and I just stopped talking to him, and he keeps messaging me, and like literally every single day. I'll actually show you. It's so weird. And like sends me videos and just pictures and himself, and I have not responded. And I'm just like, why is this person still talking to me? Then found me on Hinge again.
My God.
Yeah. And so I never gave him my Instagram. He found it. And so now I'm thinking, okay, like, one, I can delete my Hinge because like this is just not really working out for me. Maybe I stick it out. Maybe I don't. I don't know. But maybe delete the pictures that have like the Instagram link on them so that they don't know to copy them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess any guy can still do that. Actually, you know what? That does remind me. Last time I did have a Hinge, I did go on a date with this guy and he asked me for my Instagram. And I was like, oh, like, I kind of want to get to know you a little bit more. Like, and I kind of just kind of like shrugged it off as like, it's just my like own personal page, and I just feel like,
yeah.
And he stopped talking to me.
Fuck off.
Yeah. But well, he was also like, I knew it wasn't going to work. He was like, oh, I don't go to Newport bars. Like, he was very pretentious. And I was like, I like to go wherever. If there's a dive bar and it's fun, I don't care. I'm going to go there. I would also like high class things. Like, I like to be in the middle. You know what I mean?
Fun, yeah.
And he was super, super, super pretentious. So he was like, maybe I was too much for him. Maybe I was like, he was looking for like a really clean, nice, sweet, conservative girl, and I just didn't come across that way.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you kind of judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Like, and that bugs me. So yeah, I did actually try to not do that. And then they found me. That's like, maybe I should go public, but I'm like, why do I need to hide it? Like, I also love, I love looking at hashtags and like seeing people's brands that they tag. Cause I'm like, oh, that's cute. Like, where did you get that? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so I'm also one of those people like, I don't know if this is just not cool, but I'll still put hashtags on things because I love searching hashtags and like seeing how other people like style things. Like if I type in like white boots or things like that. So like if I add those things, then like, why not? Also, I don't know. I don't even have to explain myself. I do it.
I work in social media. I get you.
I mean, I do it and that's it. Okay. Let me find this guy.
Have you? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, let me see what he looks like. Can I see what he looks like?
Yeah.
I'm so curious.
He looks a little crusty.
God.
Yeah.
This is so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like, I don't care about seeing your surfboard. Stop sending me videos of your apartment. I don't want to see your face either. Like, if I'm not responding and it's been like multiple messages, multiple days, then stop like trying, right?
He's not a bad looking guy, but he looks a little crazy.
Yeah, he just seems a little bit creepy. And the fact that he like found me.
Oh my God.
I X'd out of him, found me on what?
Just like the conversation.
I know.
It's literally just him being like, hi, sends photo, hi. Again, I'm like, dude, he's literally talking to himself.
Yeah. Yeah, but the fact that he like, I X'd out, he found me, then he found me again, back on Hinge, I was like, this seems a little weird.
Well, on Hinge, that's just like if obviously like you redownloaded or he redownloaded and stuff, you guys are gonna cross paths, but him finding you on Instagram, I would just say like block him and like let her go. But
yeah,
because he can't, if you exit out on him on Hinge, she's not gonna be able to find you again. Mm-hmm. Especially if you say no. So
but that was the thing, is like I already had said no what, like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and then because he had found me and then he copied my picture, he found me on Instagram probably because I like X'd out or nothing happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long it had been. I kind of feel like I recall seeing him and I was just like, eh, like,
yeah.
Mm-mm.
I would just, honestly, I would just block because he's like a little wonky.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, so your dating life is up in the air.
Yeah.
But what do you, so ideally, like when you're going to look for your next relationship, what's your benchmark?
I want somebody that's goal oriented. Mm-hmm. I want them to have like either in their career or on their career path and like have goals, because I want them to like feel like, I want them to contribute something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to feel like I'm a breadwinner. I don't want to feel like a sugar mama. I don't want to feel like I have to take care of somebody, because I feel like I already did that. And I think that like part of the trauma is that like I was working really hard and doing really well, and this other person was just kind of skating through life very casually, and it just really bugged me. Mm-hmm. So I really want someone that's like passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
I want them to have like their own life.
Mm-hmm.
And friends, and not feel like we have to be together every single day. Like, I really want to be able to balance like this next relationship with my friends and like have them really important in my life. I want to be able to have like girls' days and have times where we can all like hang out and get together and we meet each other's friends and it's like really cool and casual hanging out with both of them. But I want to be able to really have like that part of my life to like fall back on and like still have. And I want him to really have that as well. Like I want him to have a good friend group and like people that he hangs out with. And so that we're not always together. I don't want to fall back into that pattern again.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. Family is really important to me. I'm really close to my family and I want someone that can like stand on their own and like have conversations with my family or like go to a party and not follow me around that like makes efforts with people.
Yeah.
And then I come from a line of tall men. So I kind of want a little bit of height in there. I feel like I'm pretty tall and I like, I don't know why it's important to me, but I kind of just want somebody that's like, my dad's 6'4", my brother's 6'5", my other brother's 6'2", I'm 5'7". I want someone that's like kind of tall like them, you know?
Yeah.
And then my like, I call him my brother-in-law, but he's really my cousin's husband. So my second cousin, I don't know. Mm. Anyways, he's like 6'7". So I'm like, it would be nice to have like another like tall group guy in the mix.
Yeah. We'd love a tall man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Somebody that like, I guess shares the same views as me or at least is like open to agreeing to disagree or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Somebody just like on my same wavelength, I guess.
You think you're going to stick around in Orange County?
I don't know. I'm like starting to think like maybe a person isn't in Orange County. I don't know where this person is. I like want to like manifest like what I want. And I'm like, part of me wants like more of like a manly man because I didn't date that before. Like the person I was dating was like, didn't care about their health. It was kind of scrawny and just like didn't take care of themselves. And I kind of want someone that like really takes care of themselves.
Yeah.
And is a little bit more like, I could fix that. You know what I mean? I want like, cause I'm very type A, very assertive. Like if you could, I could do it. I'm competitive and I want someone that like challenges me. I also definitely need somebody that can like kind of put me in my place. Like let me spout off for a little bit. Like, yeah, I'm sassy. Maybe you take it for a little bit, but then like when it's time, like you're like, all right, stop. You know what I mean?
Pipe it down,
I like, and I like listen and I feel comfortable and I don't feel like I'm being suppressed. I feel like I have like been giving boundaries and I need to like work through what's comfortable for both of us. But I definitely need like a strong man, I think.
Yeah.
And I think my family would agree in a non-mean way.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, your family's going to love you no matter what happens. Yeah. I mean, as much as they might like or dislike the person you're dating, they're going to have to just support you either way. I think the biggest time that I think it comes into like play is if it becomes religious. I think that's when families start to like disown, depending on like their views and beliefs. But it seems like your family just is going to, through thick and thin. I mean, they've been there with you through that last relationship.
Oh,
they've been
there through
you dating. They're with you now. Like, I'm sure they only want the best for you.
Yeah, they definitely do. I think my dad has pretty high expectations for me, just because I'm going to be like taking over this business. And I think that he really wants someone that's like, I think he always thought that I would like meet somebody like through the business or through the industry or something like that. And he would love just me to be with like somebody that's like also like we could be like a power couple.
Okay.
Like I think that's what his view for me. My mom, obviously, she just wants me to be happy. But I think that she has said before in like a non-mean way, I know it's going to come off weird, is like sometimes I'm a little bit harder to love. And I think that I know I could be really feisty and I know I could be really bossy and sometimes mean. And so finding a person that's like willing to accept me when I like spout off or get sassy or like, you know, that can like tame me and like just accepts me. I think that she just really thinks that I need like a stronger individual and that my last relationship was a stepping stone in order to find out what I want and what I need and like what's best for me.
Yeah.
And then I don't know, my sister's point of view, like she just says I'm into douchebags, which I mean, clearly I am.
Sometimes you got to run through them. I mean, every person that you date, you're going to learn something. You're going to take something away. Every single person. I've never met and or dated somebody that I've never learned from.
Yeah.
Never.
So I think that like, she just wants me to be with somebody that is like, just like a good person. And I want to be with somebody that's like a good person, you know? I feel like I've grown a lot and I'm still growing and I'm definitely softening up as like a person. I think I was a little bit like feistier before, but now I'm like, I'm settling down a little bit, but I still have that like edge to me.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit more for me to like pop off, but when I do, I just want someone that's like, okay, I can handle this. Yeah. You know?
So what advice would you, I guess, like give to somebody that's was in your last position and is just not sure where to go from here?
Like in the relationship?
Mm-hmm. They feel trapped. They feel like they're like just kind of holding it together.
There's light at the end of the tunnel and you'll feel so much better. You have to put yourself first. If you feel trapped, you are not in the right place. You have to get out. And it's so, so, so hard to do because it literally took me 9 years to do it and a pandemic to actually do it, you know? But when you do, it's the most freeing feeling and it's just, you're so happy and like just rediscovering yourself, like it's so beautiful. And to like feel yourself like growing and like making decisions and things that you like didn't do before, really pushing your comfort zones, whether it's like things that you wore. Like I used to wear so much black and I think it was like me hiding, you know, and now I love color and I just want to wear beautiful dresses all the time. Mm-hmm. And just like everything is vibrant. And it like was so weird to explain to people because I think that people generally live like happy lives, but I was so depressed and just like, I don't know, like suicidal for like so long that when you do like break free, the world is just like vibrant and beautiful and you could get there. You just have to like take that step. You have to do things that scare you. And like if that's breaking up with the person that you're with or the person that you think that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, then do it. Maybe there's change. Maybe like everyone's relationship is like different and you guys can work through it and you can go to therapy. You can do couples therapy. Maybe you could do those things and it's going to work for you. For me, it didn't. And if you feel any sort of like feeling that I felt, get out, like run.
I literally had chills. I like have to show you. I was like, fuck. I was like, my arm
is chills. It's just, it's so different. It feels so beautiful. I wish I could explain it, but I think people generally feel like this, but for me, it's just, it's like, it's so beautiful. I just want everyone to feel this.
It's like crazy for me to think that you are anywhere but here. Like, cause this is just like how I know you. And like, this is the kind of energy you've just like given me since the day I've met you. So to think that you were even in this like awful and horrific place is like so shocking. And I'm sure that there's, you know, you obviously just never know. They tell you not to judge by a book by its cover. And it's absolutely true because we don't know where anybody's journey is or where it was or where it will be.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, you know, like being empathetic, listening to your friends, being there for your friends. Cause you just don't know. Like, I can't even imagine you not even, you know, God forbid if you didn't have a friend or like a sister that was there for you this time to like listen to you, right?
If I didn't, I honestly, and I'm not trying to be dramatic, I don't know that I would have been alive.
Yeah.
Like, I just felt so sad. I would just like drive home from work and just cry. Like every single day I was just bawling. And I had like a support group, like my sister and my cousin and my mom that I was like constantly going to. But it's like almost like a broken record. And I think one of my biggest pet peeves is now is like when people complain and they don't help themselves. Mm-hmm. It just drives me nuts because I was there. I'm like, just get out, do something, do anything, like anything to help yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah, it drives me nuts now because I was there and I know how bad it felt. And so I don't know. If you feel that, get out, be happy, choose the other path.
I love that. I don't want to even take away from that like beautiful sentiment that you just shared with everybody, but I want to leave the floor to you. Like, I don't know if you have any like closing stories or thoughts or anything, but I loved that last statement.
Where do people meet people? Does anyone have any, should I go to Target at any specific time? I've seen memes about like guys being like, you just meet your girl at Target. And I'm like, do I post that I'm at Target right now? Like, does anybody want to come?
Check the Target location on Instagram.
Yeah, I'll post it. It's like the Square app. Is that where you used to like log your location, kind of stalkerish? But like, should I start like doing that? Like, where do you want to meet me? I'm open. Or just like, yeah, let me know. Like, message me or something. Just tell me where like you met like your person or something. You know, where
I mean,
where, recommendations.
I met Brad on Hinge.
You're lucky.
Yeah. He's one of the good ones.
We can
ones.
Go through mine. We can look at it.
Yeah.
It's not fun. That's not fun.
Okay. It's crazy out there, girl. I feel you. I was like dating out there in like 2019, 2020. It was a wild path, let me tell you. So you got to definitely like fish through it. And like mine were like super accidental, out of my comfort zone, out of my like quote unquote type. So I like thought, right. I was just like, at that point, I was like, well, like, I think we can like get along or whatever. Great conversation. So, but like a lot of times like, I was so used to meeting people organically, like, mm-hmm. but this was obviously like pre-pandemic, mm-hmm. Where, you know, there was like less fear of mm-hmm. things. So obviously like either, I don't know, like friends groups or like I, you know, obviously I'm sure like going out and things mm-hmm. like that. But then it's like they tell you, you know, don't meet your friends at bars or like don't meet your boyfriends at bars. And I'm like, okay, well, that's all out of the picture now.
Yeah. I mean, the bars that I've like been going to recently, everyone's a little bit younger. I feel like I kind of missed the boat on that one. Mm-hmm. So like that's weird coming out of like a relationship where you haven't like, I met him when I was 19. I wasn't even allowed to drink at the time. So like we didn't really go and do that. So now I'm like 28 years old. I'm like, okay, so I missed the bar scene kind of like. People my age aren't really going out there. I don't want to really meet somebody at a bar. The online dating thing has kind of just like been hard for me. I want to meet somebody organically. I don't know. I don't know where to meet people. I don't have good luck. I guess sometimes I'm unapproachable. Sometimes I'm nervous. I got like really awkward. You'd think that like through mutual friends, but that hasn't really happened yet. And I've like, I built up my friend group a lot recently. And like, there's like half of them that are like all kind of like getting married right now, settling down. And then there's like the other half that it's like, we're going to go to concerts every weekend or mm-hmm. whatever. And they're living their best lives. And that's the path that they want to take. And that they're happy. I'm kind of over here like, what do I do? Because I feel like I should be like on the path of like dating somebody, like looking towards marriage and things like that. And I don't really want to go out anymore. I can't sit at home. I'm in a weird funk.
Yeah. It's a tough one. I wish I can give you a better answer other than like, I guess like meeting people online. But I think like I was basically doing like a social experiment by mm-hmm. dating online. Cause mm-hmm. obviously like I was, you know, going through and launching this. So yeah. I like curated a lot of these like stories through that dating time frame. And then obviously like I found like love, mm-hmm. but yeah, I mean, you've kind of like listed off a lot of options, I guess.
I'm just like leaving it up to bliss, like pure bliss. Yeah. Like it's, if it's meant to happen, like maybe it will. Maybe the universe will send somebody that's like perfect for me. Maybe I just like wait it out. Maybe mm-hmm. stop looking, maybe stop trying, and it'll happen when it happens. Maybe I'm not ready right now. And when I am ready, I will meet the right person. Yeah. And I'll feel that.
Yeah. I think too, when you're truly, truly ready, mm-hmm. your energy is going to give that off. I think you basically attract what you're ready for.
Yeah.
Or what you need at the time. Mm-hmm. Anything that's going to just come into play.
Yeah.
So I don't put too much pressure on it. I know that we all have goals. We all have timelines. I have a friend that was thinking she was going to be married and have kids by 28. She is now 28.
Oh, yeah.
Has neither. So, yeah. So I was like, I don't know. The world's a little like crazy right now. So I think like giving yourself like the freedom to like actually like search and find and mm-hmm. like find yourself. And you have to think about it. You've only been out of this relationship for like a year, year and a half, right? Mm-hmm. So like you still have time and healing to do. And I mean, granted, we all do. Mm-hmm. But I would say give yourself grace.
Yeah.
Give yourself grace.
I know. I think I'm too hard on myself. I'm just going to like take a step back.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the parting thing anymore. I just want to take a step back and kind of just like do what feels right.
Yeah. I agree.
We'll see.
I know. Love is in your future.
I hope so.
All right. Well, I'm actually out of water. I won't cheers just because now it's going to be bad luck if I put water in there. Yeah. But you are such a blessing. You are awesome. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I know. Thank you. I feel like it's like a weird therapeutic thing, like opening up like this and just like kind of being heard, you know?
Yeah. And I'm excited to share your story. I think like the thing is like so many more people than you think are like in situations like this. And they like don't realize that there's light and that there's people also experiencing it.
Yeah.
And that's like what's the most powerful thing is about people sharing their stories. Mm-hmm. Even if they think it doesn't matter to anybody. Even if you help like one person, that's all that matters.
Yeah, definitely. I hope I do.
All right.